What I want to do today is I'm going to read you a few lines or one line of very famous characters. Characters that perhaps you know who they are. And when I say the phrase, then you guess who I'm talking about. But when you think you know, don't say I know or say the name, but rather say what sheep say. Bah! Okay? All right. The first phrase is, to infinity and beyond. You know who said that? Take a guess. That is right. Okay? Second one, some people are worth melting for. Some people are worth melting for. You know who said that? Yeah, you're probably right. Olaf from Frozen. There's old Olaf. All right. Here's another one. Just keep swimming. You probably all know that one. Just keep swimming. You know the name or who that is? Yes, it's Dory. If you've seen that movie a number of times, you would know that as well. Dory. Okay, one more. Me want cookie. Who said that? That's right. Cookie Monster. He's always doing is eating cookies. Now, if you got most of those right, it is probably because you saw the movie or this program and you became very, very familiar with them. If you did not see the show or the movie, you probably were lost and didn't know who said it or who the character was. But the more times you watch the movie, like Frozen, probably 100 times, you probably know many of the storylines off by heart and who said what, simply because you're familiar. Well, I have one more to quote for you. Let's see if you can figure this one out. Love each other as I have loved you. Who said that? You're right. Jesus said that. Love each other as I have loved you. How do we know Jesus said that? Because we're familiar with his voice and we know his word. See, Jesus is the great shepherd. And he tells us in the lesson we read earlier that his sheep know his voice and they follow him and they won't follow a stranger. Because they know his voice and he calls out to them, they fall in line and they follow where he goes. And Jesus tells us, we need to know his voice. How do we know his voice? Because we can't hear it. We know his voice by reading the Bible and becoming familiar with what the Bible says. And then when we hear what the Bible says, which is really God's word, then we follow that. God will never lead us astray. He will never fool us. He will only tell us the truth. So may you, as you grow, become more and more familiar with the Bible, God's word, God's voice, and be willing and ready to follow him. Okay?